welcome back to Putting the Ish in Jewish. I'm your host, Melanie, and today we're going to be talking about Tu Bishvat, which starts sundown January 16th and ends sundown January 17th. Before we get into that, though, I wanted to apologize for the long hiatus this podcast has taken. I wish I had been able to give you guys a heads up, but life got in the way. School and mental health took a bit of a hit. I then moved in with my girlfriend, yay! And she adopted an adorable dog, another yay. But now that things are more settled, things seem to be back on track. I have finally created a release schedule for release dates too! You will be getting an episode by the end of each month, slash the beginning of each month, somewhere between like the 29th to the 3rd, you know, somewhere in that time frame. If there are any bonus mini-episodes released, they will be released mid-month, about the 15th. The reason I'm doing this is because most of my episodes are research-heavy, and they take a minimum of about a week to research and write, and then I have to figure out when to record the actual episode, which takes so much longer than you'd actually think, then edit and upload. So all in all, one 20-minute episode takes about 2 weeks from start to end, because I am all the roles of this podcast. My dream is that this podcast takes off and I'd actually be able to hire someone to assist in the behind-the-scenes research or editing, because, like, that would take a load off me, and I would be able to release more content more often. But that's a pipe dream for now, so you're stuck with me and the schedule. And I know I just said that episodes will be released at the start or end of each month, and this episode is not. I only came up with the schedule on New Year's, and I began research for this episode on the 31st. So the schedule starts next episode. A lot of confusion and words I just said. Sorry. Back to my story. Tu Bishvat is the New Year of the Trees. The Jews actually have four different New Years. Rosh Hashanah, which is the first of the month of Tishrei and contains the high holidays. The first of Nisan, which is the first month of the Jewish calendar. The first of Elul, which marks the new year of animal tithes and taxation. And Tu Bishvat, which is the 15th of Shvat. Tu is actually the combination of the letters Tet and Vav. The Hebrew alphabet also stands for numbers. Tet stands for 9, and Vav stands for 6. 9 plus 6 equals 15. So 2 is actually the number 15. It's kind of similar to how Roman numerals work. A website called JewFAQ.com, which was super helpful and informative, give them a look, compared it to if we called the 4th of July IV July or IV July. Fun fact, grains, vegetables, and legumes have the same New Year's as humans, which is the 1st of Tishrei. The purpose of Tu Bishvat was to calculate the age of trees for tithing. Tithing is giving a portion of your income to your religious organization. A lot of places say the portion is about 10% of your income because tithe in Hebrew means tenth, and it is used in the Torah and the Bible. In Leviticus, it is declared that fruit from trees cannot be eaten during the first 3 years of a tree's life. The fourth year of a tree's life, the fruit is for God, and after that you can eat the fruit. When I was in Hebrew school, they kind of explained this away as the first few years of fruit trees, the fruit is small or not sweet, and on the fifth year, you're able to eat the fruit. The tree has reached full maturity and the fruit is perfection. Tu Bishvat is basically every tree's birthday. They each age 1 year on Tu Bishvat. An example given by JewFAQ.com was, if you planted a tree on Shvat 14, it begins its second year the next day. But if you plant a tree 2 days later, on Shvat 16, it does not reach its second year until the next Tu Bishvat. To make matters a little more complicated, there is a 7-year agricultural cycle, and no, it does not go in order. The years 1, 2, 4, and 5, the tithe collected was supposed to be brought to Jerusalem and eaten there by the farmers that harvested the fruit. Even though the Torah says not to eat the fruit the first 3 years. So, I guess the cycle starts after the first 3 years, when you can't eat it, and then the fourth year being for God? It's a little complicated and confusing, and I'm still quite confused, despite doing a lot of research and not getting too many proper answers, honestly. I don't think anyone was really thinking about this. Then, years 3 and 6, the tithes are given to the poor. And I actually think that's a really cool concept. It took me a while to track down that information because most sources emphasize the eating of it yourself. And I think it'd be really cool if the emphasis changed back to giving it to the poor. And then on the last year, the seventh year, the fruit belongs to no one and anyone can eat it. So even if it's your tree in your yard, that year the tree is ownerless and anyone can just come by and take your fruit. I like the community aspect of this, but it sounds like it could lead to a lot of complications and arguments with trespassing. That concept is a little iffy to me. Another fun fact, one of the reasons Tu B'Shvat is in Shvat is because from the beginning of the rainy season in the Mediterranean, it takes 4 months for the rains to saturate the soil and trees and produce fruit. People celebrate Tu B'Shvat in different ways. One is to eat a new fruit, another is to plant a new tree. Others collect money to plant trees in Jerusalem. Some people choose to eat the seven species, the Shivat Hamanim, which is described in the Torah in Deuteronomy 8:8. Quote, a land of wheat and barley, of vines, figs, and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey. So, you should eat wheat, barley, grapes for the vines, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates for honey, although you would think that honey would be for honey. Around the 16th century, followers of Kabbalah, which I have to cover in another episode, but like the TLDR is Kabbalah is Jewish mysticism. Anyway, followers of Kabbalah have actually created a ritual similar to the Passover Seder, and this use has spread into Sephardic communities and is slowly making its way into Ashkenazi communities as well. The Seder they created has the seven species listed above, along with nuts with shells on, fruits with their peels, fruits with edible seeds, and white and red wine or grape juice. All of this is accompanied by the Shehecheyanu blessing, followed by the standard Haetz blessing. Over the duration of the Seder, you drink 4 cups of wine or grape juice, so most adults are tipsy or drunk by the end, and it is quite fun to watch. My brother's bar mitzvah actually fell on Tu B'Shvat, and I remember the dinner at the temple following his Friday night services had a lot of fruits and nuts and stuff, and it was really fun. His Torah portion at the Saturday service was not related, though. Interestingly, apparently Tu B'Shvat is not mentioned at all in the Torah. Tu B'Shvat is actually only mentioned in the Mishnah, which is the first major collection of Jewish oral traditions. It is also referred to as the Oral Torah, and it is so much fun to say, Oral Torah, Oral Torah, Oral Torah. It kind of reminds me of the running joke of like the rural juror from 30 Rock, if anyone has seen that show. Anyway, in the Mishnah, the only thing written about Tu B'Shvat is that it's the new year for trees. The Mishnah does also mention a disagreement about the actual date of Tu B'Shvat. It gets a bit complicated, so hang in there. There are 2 schools of scholarly Jewish thought named after 2 sages, Hillel and Shammai. Quote, these 2 schools had vigorous debates on matters of ritual practice, ethics, and theology, which were critical for the shaping of the oral law and Judaism as it is today. End quote. Shammai said that Tu B'Shvat should be on the 1st of Shabbat, while Hillel said it should be the 15th of Shabbat. The rabbis ruled in favor of Hillel, so Tu B'Shvat is on the 15th of Shabbat. Generally, most modern practices align with Hillel's thoughts. Also, who is this group of rabbis ruling in favor over scholarly debate? Because that sounds like a hoot. Tu B'Shvat is Israel's Arbor Day. It is the day for ecological awareness and planting of trees, giving back to the earth. In the 1980s in North America, Tu B'Shvat became known as, like, the Jewish Earth Day. And if you want to celebrate Tu B'Shvat and are unsure how, there are so many options. Look up local green initiatives and participate. Eat some fruit, especially olives, dates, grapes, figs, or pomegranates. Plant a tree. Go clean up some trash at the beach. Donate to a number of green causes. If you would like a tree in Jerusalem to be planted in your name, the Jewish National Fund is a non-profit organization created in 1901 that has planted over 240 million trees in Israel. I'm pretty sure I have a few that were planted in my name when I was younger. Those were given a lot as presents from family members, and I think it's really neat that there's a tree across the world that, like, you know, technically I planted, or my family member planted for me, technically. And if you want a tree across the world too, or wherever you're living, go check them out. While I used a lot of sources for this episode, I wanted to shout out a specific few that gave me the most information that I used. It was the Jewish News Syndicate, JewFAQ.com, and Chabad.org. Thank you all for providing easily accessible information about our culture. And that's all for today. I'm off to eat some fruit. I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and you'll be seeing another episode from me in about 2 weeks. If you have any comments, questions, or ideas for episodes, you can email me at puddingtheish@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at puddingtheish. We now have a website. It is puddingtheishinjewish.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to Putting the Ish in Jewish on whatever audio streaming site you're listening on. The theme is Tumbalalaika, arranged and performed by Cameron O'Draw. Have a great day.